who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Sean Hannity from last night's Fox News coverage post State of the Union, as President Biden made a major about-face on something near and dear to all of us that listen to this program. It's called Defunding the Police. This is last night after the State of the Union speech.
Wants to fund, not defund, the police. After 2 years of defund, dismantle, no bail laws, Joe's decided to turn around, do a complete 180. Take a look.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police. Fund them. Fund them.
Why didn't you say that when it would have mattered in the summer of 2020 when dozens of Americans died, thousands of American police were hurt, you know, with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, billions of dollars in property damage, arson and looting. You know, a truly amazing election year conversion, if ever there was one. And it's no surprise after Democrats attempted to defund, dismantle, you know, no bail laws, that police departments are reporting violent crime is spiking, especially in every major American city. 12 major cities just set an all-time high for murder. Great job, Joe. And tonight you might have noticed something interesting. Biden did not mention any accomplishments, none whatsoever. Because there are none. A barrel of oil tonight is at $107 per barrel. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Crime is spiking. We still have open borders. We still have record-setting COVID deaths. No real mention at all of Afghanistan, where he abandoned Americans, people with American green cards, our Afghan allies. And guess what? It's day 199, Americans held behind enemy lines. And Joe just turned the page. The media mob has turned the page as well. And as for that unity that Joe promised last year, according to a recent poll, more Americans say Biden is dividing the country, and he's rather than unifying the country.
He is so right. Sean Hannity is so right on that. And he spotted what I spotted almost immediately when he went to that defunding. No, it's not defunding the police. We need to be funding the police. Did I miss something? Or what? Coming up, we'll talk with attorney Craig Mueller. He's a good friend and an outstanding criminal defense attorney. He represents the guy that took the video of accosting Governor Steve Sisolak. I contend that it was an incredibly bad taste. The question is it illegal? We'll get the legal eagle perspective from Craig Mueller coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, there's a vehicle fire. That's Interstate 15 northbound before Cheyenne in North Las Vegas. The right lanes are blocked in that one, so approach that area with caution, especially there at the Cheyenne exit on 15 North. Lane restrictions, that's causing some delays through that construction zone on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern. As you work your way through there, unfortunately, that project will be there throughout the course of 2022. And road work begins tonight and ends tomorrow night. That's the good news. Starts at 7. It's on the ramp, 15 north at Tropical Parkway.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, a good 3-1 win against the Sharks yesterday as Riley Smith scores twice. It is the 500th career win for head coach Pete DeBoer, a good opponent for that to happen against, as the Sharks really have been a big rival of the Golden Knights. And also, DeBoer coached the Sharks for 4.5 seasons and took them to a Stanley Cup final. UNLV basketball, they are back at this evening. They are set to play host to Wyoming. UNLV 17-12. They are 9-7 in Mountain West play. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst-ranked schools. And Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I could tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ice out of Metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He was with us a bunch when we were in our old time slot and our former radio station. But he is back with us, and he is Craig Mueller. He is a criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates. He's a good friend, and he is also the attorney of record for Justin Andersich, the guy that did the videos and accosted Governor Steve Sisolak at Lindo up in Summerlin on Sunday. This is a story that has gone viral just about everywhere. Craig Mueller joins us. How you been, my friend?
Fine. Good hearing from you. It's the COVID has changed my world upside down. Where we were and where we are has been very different last year and a half. It's good to be back and talking about another case.
Indeed. Who is Justin Andersich, and why is he in so much trouble?
He's not in any trouble at all, Kevin. There's something called the First Amendment. Now, remember, I was a military officer before I was a lawyer. My mission is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Mr. Andersich's behavior speaks for itself. I heard your comment. But I'm here to talk about the law. The law is there was nothing wrong with that. The governor inexplicably walked in without a security detail. Mr. Andrusich, who lost his job, who lost his livelihood, who couldn't get unemployment benefits for 9 months, has been reasonably frustrated and provoked and told the governor exactly what he thought about him. And it probably wasn't a pleasant listen to the on the governor's part, but there was no crime in that videotape. I watched it backwards and forwards from all angles, and it's just good old-fashioned street politics.
Where is the state police and their investigation? They had said, at least in the article in the RJ, that there was a state investigation going on. How far along are we in this, and is there any problem there?
There's no problem there. And one of the things that government does, and the law recognizes it, is it undermines your sense of peace. We all get the point we recognize as adults that there's a certain value in not having to worry about things. So one of the things a government official will do if he wants to get under your skin will tell you, well, we're investigating you. Well, investigating away. I mean, there's a videotape. The investigation takes about a minute and a half. So it's just all eyewash. Now, remember, I've represented other people accused of hurting the governor's feelings, and all those cases have been dismissed as well. And I don't know why the governor thinks he can do what he has done and not have people be unhappy about it, but he seems to think that it's his right.
This is my view, and you and I are friends, and friends can disagree. I thought it was an incredibly bad taste. I don't know if it's illegal. You say it's not. Obviously, there will be other people, maybe members of the state police that may think differently, or maybe prosecutors that may think differently. The big question is, would you at least agree that it was in bad taste? And if so, is there an apology that is warranted here?
I was not asked ahead of time, nor was I consulted as a manners consultant. All right? I'm okay. All right? So I'm not Mr. Manners on this one. All right? You certainly have your view, and you don't hear me arguing with you, Kevin. All right? I'm a big fan of polite discourse, even if it can be, you know, reasonable people can agree to disagree. Reasonable people can agree to have some pretty sharp words once in a while. I mean, that's what politics occasionally is about, with people who firmly believe conflicting ideas have to work out a plan. That's what politics is, you know, that's why we have a democracy. Having said that, what happened was happened. Mr. Andrusich can answer for his behavior and his manners, but the questions presented on the floor that you've asked me and I've been asked to review and participate in is, was there a crime there? No. And I don't want to throw out any suggestions or any crazy ideas, but remember, I've been a prosecutor. I've actually used to screen cases for the district attorney's office, so I know both sides of the aisle. Now, the other thing that a prosecutor looks at is the utility of filing a charge. Now, human beings are human beings, and everybody, you know, occasionally has a bad moment or two. There's people say things and kind of lose their temper a little bit. So what you do as a prosecutor is you look and you see, well, you know, what's this guy about? Does he have a job? Did he have a, you know, what caused him to go off the rails on this one occasion, isolated? You know, was he, you know, was a family member was sick? Was he, you know, 2 months behind on rent, getting ready to be evicted? There are certain stressors in people's lives that cause them to act out a little bit. The governor has taken what can only be described fairly and accurately as extraordinary measures. I've complained many times in court, and I still have several lawsuits going against the governor for his actions. I don't believe they were warranted, and I don't believe they were lawful. Having said that, I also didn't lose my job, and I didn't lose my business, and I didn't lose my unemployment benefits. I can imagine, and I fully understand why a lot of people would be really upset with the governor. Now, remember, this is the same chief executive who led a march down down the Las Vegas Boulevard that ended up with a police officer being shot in the head. Now, the governor's radical politics do not fit well in Nevada. They look like they belong in Berkeley, to be honest with you. But there's no crime here. And what the liberalism seems to have, or modern liberal seems to have as its core, is two things. The idea is, well, I'm offended, therefore you've done something wrong. And that's not the way democracy works. You can be offended all you want, and I can offend you all I want, as long as I follow the law. And Mr. Andrusich told the governor exactly what he thought about him. And I would concede that was unambiguous.
Again, Craig Mueller joining us. He's a friend. He's a criminal defense attorney with Mueller and Associates. Do you worry, as a citizen, not as an attorney, but as a citizen, that what your client did, Justin Andrusich, did, is going to give license to folks on both sides of the aisle to interrupt meals similar to what we saw from Mad Maxine Waters out in California, where she said during the Trump administration, don't let members of that administration have dinner here. You get in their face. Is it going to make us less civil?
No, it's not. These are isolated incidents, and Kevin, these are extraordinary times. I'm going on 60 years old now. I do not remember anybody doing what this governor has attempted to do. And, you know, we changed the focus here. The legislature convened after dark and changed the voting rules. The rules that had been in place have been in place for as long as anyone could remember, literally 150 years of the states. What had been a felony would have sent you to prison, is now legal and the preferred method of collecting voting. And that was done without consultation, and that was out without debate. Now, what I'm very concerned about is the eroding of the cornerstones of our Republican form of government, especially in this state. It doesn't seem that the Democrats believe in democracy. They believe in dictating what is right or what they think is right, and the hell with you if you would disagree with them. Now, yes, I don't like the coarsening of politics, but the substance behind politics is also getting coarser. So, you know, and unfortunately, when the issues start mattering, people's emotions start going up, and that seems to be an inevitable byproduct of it.
Do you worry that this is going to happen again, not necessarily against a Democrat, but against Adam Laxalt or any of the nine gubernatorial candidates, that they'll be called out over dinner at a local eatery? Do you worry that that's going to happen to a Republican?
I don't think that's a good practice at all. You've not heard me breathe a word of defense of that behavior. All right, I'm here as a lawyer and as an analyst of legal matters. The question is, you know, my view of manners and comportment. Well, no, I'm a Boy Scout leader, and I was a military officer, and I believe in punctilious courtesy is what the phrase they taught us at the Naval Academy was. I believe in manners, and I believe, and I know it's very hard to get people, especially good people, to run for political office anyway, and making it just painful and embarrassing and rough and tumble is not a good idea. But this public behavior and this public discourse didn't begin with Mr. Andrusich, will not end with Mr. Andrusich, and seems to go hand in hand with an underlying coarsening of and a lack of commitment to democratic principles in the state. You know, I've lost track. I've got four or five major cases in front of the lawsuit. I got a legislator serving as a prosecutor in direct violation of the state constitution. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on here that would drive somebody who believes in the rule of law kind of nuts. And so, you know, Andrusich's behavior is the subject of the phone call, but I would tell you it's kind of the bubble on top of the boiling pot. The problem seems to be a lot deeper.
Let me just ask you, this is from the RJ piece a couple of days ago. The man in the video has been identified through social media as Justin Andrusich, a self-described digital creator whose website and podcast promote extreme right anti-government conspiracy theories. Does that describe your client?
I've not seen any of Mr. Andrusich's pads. This happened on Sunday night. We're talking on Wednesday afternoon, and I've had a full week of court. So, no, I don't haven't had the chance and don't have any current plans to go back and look at all his podcasts.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
I was laughing because the RJ described me as the attorney of choice for the people with right-wing political views, and I just started laughing. I'm probably the only right-wing criminal defense lawyer in the country. I'm not quite sure. I've got to correct the record here. I represent exactly the one group of people, and those are the ones that pay me.
Craig, always good to visit with you. You're always forthright. I really appreciate your honesty. You know what? You're funny. You are just flat. You make me giggle sometimes.
All right. Well, thanks, Kev. I promise I'll try to get back on the show more often. And
okay.
Hopefully we can come back with something a little more lighthearted than this one.
There you go. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it, pal. There you go. Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney, Mueller and Associates. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president took to the road today in Superior, Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has formed a task force to go after oligarchs and their wealth around the world. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all day. What is this task force all about, and what are they trying to do?
Well, you know, of course, we've heard over the course of the past week or so that they definitely want to go after these oligarchs in the post-Soviet Union. They have been actually investing more than just in banks. They have come to the United States. They are buying up properties all over the place in places like Cleveland, in places like Florida and Manhattan. And they've been buying this up, and to put this in perspective, Kevin, at minimum, over the last 5 years, let's just concentrate on that for a second, $2.3 billion has been laundered through U.S. real estate, some millions more through alternative assets like art, jewelry, yachts, and that sort of thing in this country. And we're talking about former Soviet Union oligarchs who are doing that in this country, and they're basically laundering money through buying real estate. Go figure.
So why aren't they in jail already?
Well, it's hard to track, and that's the problem. And that's why you're seeing a lot of skepticism for people who are in the real estate industry and in this country, because I mean, they've been doing this for 30 years. I mean, the wall went down in 1990, the Berlin Wall. Which, by the way, if you ever know someone from the former Eastern Bloc and they made it out and they're here in this city, they can go to Main Street Station. They do have a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Is that right?
And you can actually urinate on it. I'm kidding.
Now, come on.
You literally can. It's behind plexiglass. And,
that's incredible.
And you can do that as you go into one of the restrooms there at Main Street Station downtown. It's
wow.
A little nugget there for people.
I just love that. More to come as we continue. Coming up at the top of the hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, his reaction to the State of the Union last night. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next lieutenant governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in.